Scourge didn't reply. Instead, he raised his blade and began a slow, cautious advance. Zedrix laughed.
Are you really that stupid, Scourge? Has Nyriss actually convinced you that you have the strength to stand against a member of the Dark Council? Has she promised you riches and power if you defeat me?
She didn't need to promise me anything, Scourge answered. You're a traitor to the Empire. It is my honor and duty to kill you.
Ah, now I understand,
Zedrix said with a smile, twirling his lightsaber at his side.
She played on your loyalty to our glorious Emperor. How quaint.
Scourge stopped, suddenly aware that he didn't feel any fear emanating from his foe. There was no anger either. He didn't get any sense of emotion coming from Darth Zedrix at all, and he realized the old man was consciously shielding himself from Scourge's awareness. Scourge concentrated his focus, reaching out with the Force to pierce the veil Zedrix had wrapped around himself, only to find nothing but a swirling maelstrom of dark side energy. Scourge broke into a run, charging at his enemy the instant he understood the nature of the trap. Zedrix had kept him talking while he gathered his power for a single lethal attack. Zedrix raised his left hand and unleashed his power in a storm of purple lightning. Scourge instinctively used the Force to throw up an invisible barrier to shield himself. The bolts arced through the air, rippling through the shield to engulf Scourge in electric agony. He screamed, his voice rising above the hiss and crackle of the fiery energy coursing through his veins. Every nerve in his body exploded in excruciating pain as the lightning seared his flesh, cooking him in his own armor. He fell to the floor, curled into himself. His skin blistered and burned. The whole thing had taken only a few seconds.
You didn't realize Nyriss sent you here to die, did you?
Zedrix mocked.
She never expected you to kill me. You're nothing but a message, a warning.
Ignoring the terrible pain, Scourge somehow forced himself to his feet. Zedrix raised an eyebrow in mild surprise.
Is that what you call the attempts on her life?
Scourge gasped.
A warning?
Zedrix laughed again.
You think I'm the one who hired those inept assassins? Nyriss has you twisted in knots. She's using you for a game far beyond anything you can imagine.
Scourge shook his head, trying as much to shake off the residual effects of the lightning as to deny Zedrix's words.
You feel your strength returning, do you?
Zedrix observed.
Think carefully before you challenge me again. I might not let you live next time.
Why did you let me live?
Scourge wanted to know.
You have potential,
Zedrix said.
And thanks to you, I have need of some new apprentices. I could find a use for someone with your talents.
You want me to betray Nyriss?
What do you owe her?
Zedrix demanded.
She used you. She sent you here to die just to make a point.